After the first Stalinist period of communist rule was over in about 1956, what did the party then offer the Polish people in the 60s and 70s?
I think that at 56, that was a moment of hope. The party changed really its program, its way of action. And in the 60s and the 70s, the Polish party became more pragmatical. But what it was still offered to Polish people, it was a world of goods, a consumer's society, a kind of affluent society in a very Eastern type. But that was the proposition of the Polish party, and it was in a sense accepted by the society.
And what happened to that promise?
It collapsed, and it collapsed cruelly in 79 and 80. I would say that the beginning of this collapse had the economic origin. In 76, it was absolutely clear for everybody that this system of management cannot continue, that the external situation of Poland is difficult, and that the economic crisis is really on the door, and nothing was done. The explosion of the social unrest in the 76 should be a sign for the power, for the party. It wasn't. And in 1980, what changed? It was a link between this economic crisis and a kind of moral crisis. I would say that people was aware that it can't continue like it was. And this feeling, maybe for the first time, had in this part of Europe, had this general dimension. It was really a movement of a whole society, of the Polish people.
Why did the party actually start negotiating solidarity?
It's not an easy question. I would say that we should think about it and we should understand it. One could say that it was only a tactical means, that the party tried to obtain time for its action, to obtain this 500 days. But I don't think so. I think that it was a real change in the party behavior. And why? I think that for the first time, the party, which is called the Working Class Party or Workers' Party, this party had against it the working class. The working movement was solidarity and not the ruling party. To do something in this situation, one has to think, of course, in political terms. Was the party able in this moment to destroy all the social opposition, all the social movement against it? Certainly it was not prepared. And at this moment, the only way to obtain the destruction of solidarity, of the movement of resistance, was the Soviet intervention. And that's the simplest explanation of this fact. When I am saying that, for me, I'm not satisfied with this kind of answer. I think that something else happened, that the party, for the first time maybe, was thinking that something should change, not only in the structures of management, but in the very existence of this political power, which is called Communist Party, or the leading role of the Communist Party.
But why then did it stop the negotiations and impose the martial law?
First of all, during 500 years, solidarity did exist. It's a tremendous phenomenon, I think, for the Polish society.
Sorry, can I just stop you there? You mean during 500 days?
Yes.
You said years. Yeah. If you just said during 500.
Can I ask you again, Michael?
Yeah. Why did the party then break off negotiations and impose martial law?
You see, during 500 days, we did exist, and that is most important phenomenon. I would say that the generations of the Polish society are marked by this experience, and it was after this 500 days of negotiations, existence of an independent movement, then when the Communist Party decided to introduce the martial law. Why, you ask me? I would say I don't know. That's the simplest answer. I was involved in these negotiations without optimism, but with the goodwill, and I thought that it's really possible to obtain an agreement, a fair agreement with the power. I think that really during this period the Communist Party was too weak and solidarity was too strong. So was too strong because solidarity accepted the monopoly of power for the Communist Party. So a very strong movement giving this kind of monopolistic power to a weak partner, it was absurd in a sense, but it was a necessity.
What particular groups in the party and state apparatus decided to break off negotiations with Solidarity, and were they urged to do so by the Soviets?
I don't know. Because we couldn't be informed about the internal situation in the political leadership of the party. But I would say that I have a feeling how it happened. I think that at the end of 1981, the situation was better as it was at the beginning of this year. In the relationship between Solidarity and the Communist Party, I think that we had a kind of experience of negotiation. In 1980, we had no experience of this kind. So why it happened? I think that Moscow couldn't accept this peculiar evolution in a very important country from the Warsaw Pact. And for them to decide a military intervention would be a very difficult decision. The best one, it was to destroy this situation and to destroy Solidarity with Polish hands. And so I don't think that the experience of Mr. Jaruzelski's government was the very reason of this decision. It was the rivalry between different groups.
It was the rivalry. Could repeat that?
Yes.
But it was the rivalry.
Rivalry, yeah.
Could you just say it again?
I think that the very reason of this decision was the rivalry between General Jaruzelski group and the other groups inside the Politburo, inside the leadership. One could say that the martial law was prepared, everything was prepared for it, and the police could do it. The problem was who will give the order. If not General Jaruzelski, probably it would be something else, another group. So the decision has its origin and internal struggles inside the Polish political class.
What effect did the normalization process in martial law have on Polish society?
The normalization process is 6 years old now. And the first period was an open struggle between the Polish people and the Polish power. One could say that this division between us and they, between the society and the power, was the deepest one. And after this first three years of this martial law, I think that people was tired. It was no hope of change in immediate future. And so the normalization, I would say that normalization wasn't done by the physical force of police and army, but it was made by a frustration, the sentiment of weakness, and the lack of hope.
So has it worked in a way? Has normalization beaten down society?
To answer very simple, in a way, because if you think that the power decided to introduce tanks in the streets of all Polish cities, that hundreds of thousands of soldiers and policemen were mobilized to this work of destruction, what happened? In a sense, nothing. After Budapest 56, the resistance was destroyed in some weeks or some months. After 68 in Prague, the resistance was destroyed maybe in 1 year. In Poland, 6 years after this decision, you have still the same movement, weaker maybe than before, but it's still existing. You have hundreds and hundreds of underground publications, and you have a moral and a political resistance in this country. One could say that for the first time in the Eastern Bloc, we are a country in which the opposition is a political fact. And when I say opposition, I mean the civil society, a society with its own means of communication, with its own means of expression, with the public opinion. How one can speak about the real normalization in this situation?
And what happened to the party? What's happened to the party since the martial law?
That's a very difficult question to observe it from an external point. I think that during this first solidarity period, the party was destroyed in all senses of this word, not physically, but in the sense that there were no structures, organization, members of this party having the feeling of a program, reasons how to be in the party. And the martial law period was done not by the party, but by the police forces under the umbrella of the army. After 13th of December 1981, I think that party tried to rebuild its structure. What is the result now? What is sure, that is that one-third of party's members were gone from the party. They are out of the party. It means that 1 million of people decided to abandon.
What's happened to the party since 1981?
The party collapsed in 1981, and the martial law period was the work of the police and the army. In fact, the party has no role in this period. And after that, it was very difficult to rebuild the party. One could rebuild a party in a positive program. It was impossible at this moment. With an aggressivity, it was possible, but against the church, and it was too dangerous. And so the party couldn't be rebuilt, but what was rebuilt, it was the strength of the party apparatus. It means the party power, the very personal structure of this power, but not this party of 2 or 3 million people giving the assurance to the power that it has not only the monopoly, but a kind of social support. They have no support. The workers are against the party. Inside this party, you have a very small part of workers. What is the sign of this new situation? That the party is growing old. They have no young people. But what they have still until now, and maybe more than before, 85% of all leading posts in this country, in the administration, the army, the police, are jobs for the party members. 85%. It means that the party, having now something as 5% of the population, has all the power. You know, in the old Poland, the Polish Szlachta, the Polish gentry, was 10% of the nation. 10%. And now 5% have all the power in this country.
Thank you very much.